Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Also click Big Willie 105.5 and start with that. Click Big Willie 105.5 to hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. And then Thursdays and Fridays, you can listen for encore presentations of the show on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. But again, you got to download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5. Also follow us on Facebook, Big Willie 105.5. You can see the show there. How you doing? And lots of really interesting posts and also polls and all sorts of interesting things. And every once in a while, I'll do a Facebook Live shout out or a hello just on Big Willie 105.5 because what the hell? You don't want it. Why not? Anyway, so by all means, please do that. Follow that page. It has taken off like a rocket. It really has. It's unbelievable. Looking at the Facebook analytics, what has been going on with Big Willie 105.5 since we've now expanded the show to have it be aired on Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is nothing short of unbelievable. We've got a brand new phone system in here, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And it's amazing. And the views that we're getting on our Facebook live stream in the thousands. And you know they're not tuning in to look at me because I look like a Hollywood movie star or anything like that. I look like Elephant Man. Turn away, I'm hideous. I mean, it's just, you know, just the way it is. But people still tune in, so there you are. Hi. Hi, both of you. Hi. All right, fine. Dimitri, semi-scientific survey. Do you think that Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness, yes or no? Or you could have a write-in vote. Yeses are defeating the noes. We have twice as many yeses as we have noes. Do you think Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? And again, it's because of Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio introducing a bill, the Trump Derangement Syndrome Research Act of 2025. He wants us to start researching this toxic insanity of Trump derangement syndrome. What is causing people to behave like leftist lunatics? So I think it makes sense. And apparently a lot of our listeners do as well. The results are overwhelming right now. Or perhaps underwhelming, depending on your point of view regarding, you know, numbers. But still, it's there. So you have time to vote. We do not use Old Dominion voting machines. We use paper ballots here. And in fact, this is the paper ballot. So just call in 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Yesterday, I reminded you by airing a clip of the lies that we were fed over and over and over again by the failed mainstream media. And it is failing, by the way. It is absolutely failing. People have lost faith in it. They've stopped watching it because they know it's just propaganda. It's just propaganda. And this is just a montage, which is French for a bunch of stuff together, I think, regarding that. So if you didn't hear it yesterday, I want to play it for you again now to get you up to speed with this. But these are the same people who are now saying that, well, Joe Biden has stage 4 cancer. It is prostate cancer. And we really need to mute the criticism of him and stop looking into the Biden crime family and stop looking into the corruption in the White House and who really gave those pardons with the auto pen and everything else. Because now the word is that he has prostate cancer. And again, you know, you feel sorry for the guy, of course. I mean, no question. And another reminder, yet again, the importance of prostate cancer screening so that you can nip this thing in the bud. And I'm all for that. I mean, that's why the whole blue tie event thing was, and I was happy to support it. Very happy to support that. So here are the same people now who are saying that you need to stop looking at Joe Biden and criticizing him because he's got prostate cancer. But this is what they were saying not not too long ago.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
He knows laws. He knows so long as he's denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas. There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think that it's to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about. And that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience.
Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
Here it is today. It's Hirsch Gobert Cohen, and still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
Yeah, right. Now, these are the same people saying, well, we need to mute our criticisms of Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and everything else. And let's just move on and let him deal with prostate cancer. Right. Let's use the Wayback Machine. We have a Wayback Machine here, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. It'll take you back in time, in your mind's eye. We're going to go back in time. I don't have any sound effects. I really should have some sort of sound effects for this thing, but I don't. Do you remember another legendary talk show host? Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was doing on the national stage what I've been doing here in the Upper Ohio Valley for quite a while now. Not to break. Rush Limbaugh was very successful nationally. No question about it. Unapologetic conservative. Unapologetic supporter of Reagan and Trump, and not a big fan of the Republican establishment. The left did everything they could to deplatform him. The left did everything you could possibly think of to get rid of this guy. And you might be wondering, where's Rush Limbaugh now? Well, Rush Limbaugh had cancer. I think it was lung cancer. He had been a heavy smoker. I think that's what it was, but it was cancer. And his final few months were not pretty. And yet, the same types of people that you just heard defending Joe Biden and saying, well, we really need to mute the criticism and all that, they had no problem at all with Rush Limbaugh having cancer and having a fatal prognosis. I mean, he knew he was gone. It was just a question of time. It was heartbreaking to listen to. It really was. But virtually everyone on the left, I'm sure there are some exceptions, they were actually quite happy about this. Now, I don't know if they've deleted all of their tweets on Twitter, now ex-Twitter. But I remember all the stuff that they posted and all the horrible things that they said. The loony left was just so happy that Rush Limbaugh was going to be leaving this earth in a few months. They posted about it and they talked about it. But now, we need to be empathetic regarding Joe Biden and his family and everyone and everything else. And we are. Because we're not behaving like the sociopath, loony left that was happy to see Rush Limbaugh with cancer. The hypocrisy of these people is mind-boggling. Now, we're running out of time, and so I'm not going to be able to take any more calls. I thank you for calling, but I just can't take any more calls. We've run out of time. Also, I've run out of time regarding the story here of Trump giving his personal complete endorsement to West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. I think there's a very good reason behind this. And I still don't think that Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, has a snowball's chance in hell of getting reelected in West Virginia, even with the Trump endorsement. So I'll go into a deep dive on tomorrow, Wednesday, regarding this, because I don't have enough time now. So I want to thank everyone for all the phone calls, for all the voting. Do you think the Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? The yeses have outweighed the noes, as I kind of figured that they would. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the visitors visiting us, watching on the Facebook live stream. Make sure you follow Big Willie 105.5. Have a great day.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota, the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no